This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Catching up on my text here, we're a little bit behind. I have a few left over from last hour that we'll get to as well, but I found one from yesterday saying, "You're making me hungry talking about those sloppy Joes." Yeah, we had a little sloppy Joe party after the show yesterday out at Vision Bank, kicking off their grand opening for their West Fargo location, and the sloppy Joes chips and pickles were good. See, that's the power of radio, isn't it, Todd? That we can make people hungry just by talking about something like, you know, in this case, sloppy Joes. That's the power of radio right there. We love it. Love it, love it, love it. And if you like the power of beer, burgers, and brats, you want to take in their big show tomorrow night, 32 Below Live on the stage, the beer, burger, and brats at 5:30 at Vision Bank. So it should be a lot of fun, but we did have a great time. We're going to give away another Vision Bank pie if you tell us about your mom. I want to hear a story about your mom, okay? Tell us about how your mom influenced you. Maybe some lesson you picked up from your mom that almost every day influences what you do. I love those stories. Just, you know, a story about your mom that you think would inspire others, and that'd be a great story. So keep those coming, because we are giving away one pie from Village Inn every hour right up through Friday's program. So you can enjoy Mother's Day Sunday with the best pie in America. You can order those pies online at villageinn.com. Stop in and pick up your pies at their locations. Find them in two in Fargo, one in Moorhead, they're in Minot, too. Breakfast all day, every day. I mean, how many breakfasts did your mom make you, right? So you think, you know, maybe I should take mom out, treat her to breakfast. I think that's pretty cool. All right, Congressman Kevin Cramer, the Talk Radio Town Hall, coming up here today on the program. Brought to you this hour by our friend, the North Dakota Petroleum Council, energyofnorthdakota.com, to find out more about the amazing innovations that are driving progress for generations. We want jobs and careers for generations, right? We want American energy production that protects our land and the wildlife for generations. Well, today, advanced technologies deployed by North Dakota's oil and gas producers are making it happen. And with the promise of those emerging technologies, the energy of North Dakota has a very bright future for generations. So there's a lot to look forward to. Congressman Kevin Cramer is here in the Talk Radio Town Hall. Hello, sir. How are you?
Hey, I'm well. Thanks, Scott. I'm a little concerned, upset that the Senate came one vote short of overturning the anti-North Dakota methane rule today. That was very disappointing, but they got 49 votes to pass the bill that the House passed to overturn the this midnight rule that Barack Obama issued on his way out the door, to aimed right at the heart of North Dakota's oil and gas industry and our economy. And we came up one vote short today of overturning it in the Senate.
I know that you were leading the charge on that, as others were, and I saw the North Dakota Petroleum Council and others calling for Senator Heidi Heitkamp to support that effort. Did she?
She did not. So we came one vote short, and it would have been nice to have that vote for North Dakota. But instead, it failed 49-51. Instead of a 50-50, tie would have been broken in favor of North Dakota, and by Mike Pence. We had his commitment, and unfortunately, we didn't get there.
She has weighed in on another hot story that has just been percolating the last few hours, and that is the firing of FBI Director James Comey by President Trump. She says it raises far more questions than it answers. She says we have to make sure the FBI can do its job to effectively and independently protect our national security. She said it's critical the American people know the FBI investigation into Russian interference in our election is and always will be impartial.
Sure.
It's time a special prosecutor is appointed to guarantee that happens. Additionally, after the U.S. Attorney General recused himself of the investigation following public pressure, he then recommended the president fire the person overseeing that same investigation. That is deeply troubling and unprecedented. Extreme partisanship is one of our greatest dangers our country faces, and we cannot let this investigation succumb to partisan division or Russian attempts to take advantage of us. What is your reaction to that?
Well, I'm sorry I'm chuckling a little bit because I hadn't heard any of this before, but I thought you ended the quote, and then it was your position that be ended. I didn't realize it was part of the same quote. It's
no, I did. Anyway. I did. By the way, I read this last hour, and I said that's the one thing I agree with. But what's odd about this is she's, of course, engaging in it and just basically taking word for word what Chuck Schumer evidently wants her to say about it, and then claim that we've got to remove extreme partisanship.
It's a little bit like saying that the Republican health care bill that we passed in the House is going to kill 300,000 North Dakotans, when it only, the whole bill, with if North Dakota sought a waiver and received it, which they haven't, would only affect, could potentially affect around 2% of the population. And that, like I said, that a whole bunch of dominoes would have to fall that are very implausible. But anyway, that's what that's Democrats today. They're engaged in this hyper-partisan, outrageous, outlandish, extreme, crazy talk, and hopes that somehow it sticks. And you know what's interesting about that, Scott? A lot of times it does stick for a day or two, and then as the facts roll out, they are proven to be, you know, of course, ridiculous. But I am a little surprised at her comments by that, because the reality is that you know, that Jim Comey's only the FBI director. The fact that Jeff Sessions recused himself from the Russian investigation had nothing to do with public pressure. It had to do with his you know, professionalism and the determination that, you know, having been an advisor to the campaign and having had, as a United States senator, having had appropriate conversations with the Russian ambassador, who lives in Washington and he's there to have discussions with United States senators, he thought it best to recuse himself, which is the clearest signal yet that it's a nonpartisan investigation going on, and the president simply fired James Comey for very good reasons, which we can address if you like. But it doesn't stop the Russian investigation into Susan Rice's involvement in things. It doesn't change the investigation into, you know, any further investigation into the Hillary Clinton emails or Uma Abedin and Anthony Weiner's involvement in the email scandal. All of that's going to continue along with whether the Russians had undue influence on the election. The irony, of course, is that some of these hearings in the last few weeks, there have been multiple sources that have claimed that there's no credible evidence that the Russians influenced or collaborated with the Trump campaign. But that'll never be enough, Scott. It'll never be enough for the partisans. They've always wanted to push that rhetoric, and they've got friends in the media that will continue to perpetuate it as long as they can credibly, even incredibly, get by with it.
Yeah, and it tends to kind of, you know, wear you out. I said earlier, don't try and figure it out, because if on one hand you see a whole bunch of people that hated James Comey, wanted him gone, so they lost confidence in him, okay? And now when Donald Trump fires him after they wanted him fired, now it's horrible that he fired him, you have to scratch your head and say, well, what's going on here? And I said, right, don't try and figure it out, because there's no sense to it. And some texter said, that's right, Scott, don't try and figure these things out, just follow blindly. No, my point is, it's so ridiculous. The partisanship is so obvious, it's so over the top, that it's, you know, and another example, the deputy attorney general was just confirmed in April, late April, by the Senate. People raving about, you know, his integrity and how good he is and everything else. He comes in literally his first job because, as I understand it, the FBI director reports to him. So that's
correct. That's right. It's a direct report. Yeah.
So it's his portfolio in the FBI, and he gets there as a deputy attorney general and says, okay, I got a guy over there. How's he doing? And, you know, he didn't have a high opinion. He goes into an investigation. He comes back and says, Mr. Attorney General, I don't like this. That report is forwarded on to the president, who then makes the decision, and somehow this is about Russia.
Yeah. No, I know. No, I hate to chuckle, because it is sort of laughable in a pathetic way. The interesting thing, and you've just outlined it, I mean, the direct hire, the direct supervisor of the FBI director did this review of the facts. And if President Trump has some flaws, but perhaps one of his greatest ones is that his initial take on a lot of people is one of trust. He likes people. He's genuinely likes people, and he liked Jim Comey, even though he said some rough things about him during the campaign and whatnot. When they met, you know, after he was elected, he had hoped that he could regain his trust. He had hoped that the FBI could regain Jim Comey's trust. He had hoped the American people could regain his trust. But Jim Comey continued to be sort of a flaky, television celebrity instead of a serious law enforcement leader. And Jim Comey went in the ditch last July, clearly, when he had that news conference, when he announced all the reasons to indict Hillary Clinton and then announced that she shouldn't be indicted. I mean, he committed really two major problems. So he went right into the ditch. And then since then, he's been going back and forth from one ditch to the other ditch and never really getting back in the lane. And that's what's ultimately did him in as recently as a couple of weeks ago when he had to, they had to call back his testimony over the email scandal. And so it clearly he had to go, and now it's just an opportunity for more hyper-partisan, crazy liberal talk about the Russians. And you just, at some point, you're going to get tired. I'm long ago got tired of hearing about the Russians' influence. The Russians aren't convinced of it. I can guarantee you that. That should have been ended when the president ordered the bombing of Syrian air fields that included Russian assets. So, anyway.
We'll take a short break here and get cranking on our Talk Radio Town Hall. Any questions you have for Congressman Cramer? He was up in Minot earlier this week with a coffee with Cramer, and two of those tomorrow, one in Mandan, one in Bismarck. We'll give you information on that, but welcome your calls today at 258-0550.
Program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers Revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming machinery and land auctions include farm equipment retirement auctions in Bowman, Wild Rose, New England, Hillsboro, Watford City, Cheyenne, McCluskey, and Steele, North Dakota, and exceptional cropland auctions in Wells, Dickey, and Grand Forks counties in North Dakota, and cropland auctions in Clay, Norman, and Becker counties in Minnesota. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Every day, 4 for $4. 4 items, hot stuff personal pan pizza, 20-ounce drink, 2 cookies of your choice, $4. How's that for a great deal? The folks at PetroServe USA pride themselves on giving you choice at the pump. That's right, they connect North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields, and you win. Plus, there's great savings everywhere, like Nestle 24 packs of water, $3.99 each all month long. Hershey's Cookie Layer Crunch Bars, king size $1.09, standard size 59 cents. 1 liter Ice Mountain water is 99 cents each. Classic ham and cheese and traditional Italian Deli Express sub selects are only $2.79. And register for your chance to win. The $50,000 giveaway is on. New winners drawn every week, so register today at PetroServe USA. Valley Dairy Stores in Grand Forks are part of the PetroServe USA family now, too. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Tell them Scott sent you.
Yesterday, I got a call from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. If you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes, call now for a free and confidential tax debt analysis. Call Coast One now for a free consultation at 800-643-4661 now. 800-643-4661. That's 800-643-4661.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Mind 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. My friends at Polar Service Center are looking for some great talent technicians. If you have somebody in the family that is a technician and has done any kind of mechanical work, have them give a call. They do some great training. They, of course, are the largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America. These service centers in Williston, in Kildare, and Billings actually service not only Polar tank trailers, but also other tank trailers as well. And they really need folks right now. Welders, too, some service managers. It's a great company, great benefits, great pay up to $32 an hour. So they're paying good, you know, and also the benefits, full health package. It's a good deal. Call Gary Meyer right now for more information. Diesel mechanics, trailer technicians, Kildare, Williston, Billings, wherever you're looking for, they'll take care of you and get you in one of those spots and get you started. 701-495-3592. 701-495-3592. All right, Richard in Grand Forks, so let's get to your call, question, comment for Congressman Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall. Go ahead.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you all doing?
Good morning. Very well. Thank you, Richard.
I have more of a comment than I do a question.
We like
that. I've listened to so much of this partisanship that is coming out of the insanity of the left, that it is my contention that if Jesus Christ, while dying on the cross, had come out as a Republican, the liberal left would have fought against his resurrection. And that's about all I have. Thank you.
Yeah, Richard raises an important point, because, and I think right now what you're seeing from particularly Chuck Schumer over the Comey thing, that the hypocrisy of it is, first of all, it's so clear and obvious, but the hyper language of it all, you know, calling it the Midnight Massacre, what do they call it, the Nixonian. I mean, they always run to that one, the Nixonian Watergate. I mean, the guy fired the FBI director for very good cause, probably could have and should have earlier in his time, but this timing made all kinds of sense as well. And instead of saying, yeah, I never liked, you know, I had my concerns about Comey, which he'd stated many times, instead he calls it Nixonian. And this craziness that if somehow if Trump does it or Trump says it, it has to be wrong, even if they agreed with it previously. And it's by the way, it's why that I think the thing we have to have a little bit of sympathy for them. They are walking as a party now in the country and certainly in North Dakota. The Democrats are walking through the valley of the shadow of death, and they are afraid of everything. And so consequently they've found themselves gravitating to these outrageous things. Like I said, some former Democrat legislator, evidently, I was on MSNBC yesterday and they quoted an op-ed by a quote former rep, North Dakota state rep, that our health care bill was bad for 300,000 North Dakotans that would be affected negatively by the bill. And I started doing the math, and, you know, 700,000 North Dakotans, 750,000 North Dakotans, only 8% of whom are on individual markets. Only 24% of that 8% have a pre-existing condition. And this, his op-ed was all about people with pre-existing conditions. 300,000 North Dakotans with pre-existing conditions.
Well, wait, though. I mean, that's a little odd in and of itself to have a former, you know, state representative on MSNBC as a credible source. So, I mean,
as a source. Yeah, well, that tells you about the hyper-partisanship of that, yeah, that network.
By the way, Richard, I also heard another analogy that, if Trump walked on water, they'd say he can't swim. So it goes close to yours. Vice President Mike Pence has just arrived in Capitol Hill. He's just stepped up to the microphones. Let's see what he's saying here.
Let's listen and hear what the Vice President has to say.
Yesterday, President Donald Trump provided strong and decisive leadership to restore the trust and confidence of the American people in the Federal Bureau of Investigation. I'm grateful for the action the President has taken, and I'm confident as we go forward that the President will choose an individual who will be able to restore the confidence of our nation in our leading law enforcement agency. President Trump made the right decision at the right time, and to accept the recommendation of the Deputy Attorney General and the Attorney General to ask for the termination, to support the termination of the Director of the FBI, was simply the right decision. But now we go forward. We go forward with confidence that the president, as he's done so many times in this administration, he'll select that individual who will be able to lead that agency and all the outstanding men and women of the FBI back to a place where that agency can enjoy the confidence of the American people.
But did the president fire directly to keep the Russian investigation?
Well, as you know very clearly, as has been stated repeatedly and the president has been told, he's not under investigation. And as former Director Clapper of the Department of the Director of National Intelligence said, there is no evidence of collusion between our campaign and any Russian officials. That's not what. But let me be clear with you. That was not what this is about. That's not what this was about. The president took strong and decisive leadership here to put the safety and security of the American people first by accepting the recommendation of the Deputy Attorney General to remove Director Comey as the head of the FBI. The American people have to have confidence in the Federal Bureau of Investigation. And because of the actions that the Deputy Attorney General outlined to the president that were endorsed and agreed with by the Attorney General, the president made the right decision at the right time. And now we look forward to finding that individual who will be able to lead that agency and all the outstanding men and women of the FBI back to a place where we move past the difficult politics of the last year that have swirled around Director Comey's leadership, and we can move back to a place where every American can know that the FBI is able to do its job to enforce our laws and protect our nation.
What did you think of that so far?
Well, so far it's great. It's typical Mike Pence, calm, rational, clear explanations of the facts, and doesn't fall for the trap that that some of the networks try to set.
Let's go to West Fargo. John has a question for Congressman Kramer on the Talk Radio Town Hall. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, thank you, Scott. You know, when Comey had his commentary on Hillary, and then he said, but the intent wasn't there, I was scratching my head going, what the world? I mean, why would you lay all that out and then say, but the intent wasn't there when the intent clearly was there? Well, then that went away. And the next thing you know, he comes back and he goes, well, we found something more. And I'm like, you got to be kidding me. What's this all about? And then you hear on Fox News, Kimberly Guilfoyle said something that I thought was true. That's not your job to comment on intent. You do the investigation, turn it over to the AG, and let them decide. Mm-hmm. So he's been all over the board here. And my last comment is, and I am, the Democrats will whine about anything, like that guy talked about earlier on your show. If, no matter what it is, they'll whine about. And so this is what they do. They ought to concentrate on the fact that they've lost 1,200 some seats here in the last few years. So that's my comment. I appreciate what you do, Kevin. Keep up the good work. You got a lot of support out here, and I'll be interested in your comments.
Thanks. Appreciate that, John. We'll give you the comments of Congressman Kramer after a short break. Thanks for the call. More coming up. Welcome to another episode of the Radio History of the Dakota Access Pipeline. This week's guest is Senator John Hovind of North Dakota. We asked Senator Hovind how the protesters and eco-terrorists were successful in getting their message out during the Dakota Access Pipeline protests.
That it was a very well-funded enterprise. You had something like 31 different environmental groups that were providing substantial funding for this protest. And the irony is that we see a lot of very affluent people, oftentimes from the coast, maybe from New York, from California, also a lot of movie actors that are high profile, and they get involved in these issues, and they have, in essence, a cause. They have a lot of money. They have a platform. But they don't really delve into the underlying factual basis of what's going on.
That's Senator John Hovind for his take on the Dakota Access Pipeline protest. And another episode of the Radio History of the Dakota Access Pipeline is complete. Keep listening for more episodes right here.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
There's a few products in this world that can change your life, and MyPillow is one of them. I get so much better sleep than I ever did, to the point if I don't bring it by mistake, usually, if I'm out on the road, you know, it's just like, it's okay, I'm right back where I was. It's that good. The product is that good. And the cost, given the benefit, is really amazing. Plus, they have this incredible 60-night money-back guarantee. Meaning you sleep on it 60 nights, they say, nah, it's not for me. Boom, it goes in the package and you send it back. You get a money-back guarantee, so that's nice. 10-year warranty, that's how long it'll last. Machine washable, so it's easy maintenance. 800-506-9028, MyPillow.com, promo code Scott now. 4-pack special, 50% off 2 MyPillow premium pillows and 2 Go Anywhere pillows. Free shipping for orders over $100. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. Thanks for telling us your MyPillow stories, too. So John in West Fargo had some comments for you, and he wanted to hear your comments, but he's gone now. But you go ahead and
his point about, I think it was the Democrats, you know, just whine about everything. And they are in that mode. And you know what's sort of interesting to me, Scott? I actually thought that would taper off a little bit once the reality of the Trump election set in. I mean, clearly it was a shock to them. They thought Hillary Clinton had it made, and they did not see what a lot of us were seeing out in realville, normalville America, especially in the Rust Belt, because they don't relate anymore to the Rust Belt. They don't relate to the working class anymore, and Donald Trump does. And so they were so shocked on Election Day that it took them a long time to get over their grief. The problem now is that they're still not over it. It's as though every day they wake up thinking, he's going to fail any minute now. He's going to fail any minute. I'm sure things are going our way, you know, and they just aren't seeing the reality of it. And so they've taken on this very, very negative tone, and it's unhealthy, to say the least. They're not part of the solutions anymore. We hope to get that back. But I agree with them.
John and Taylor for Congressman Kevin Cramer. Go ahead. You're next, John.
Did you say Taylor?
I said off to Taylor we go to talk to John, yep.
Okay. The phone cut out just a second there. Great show. Thank you for all you do, Congressman Cramer.
Thank you.
I'd like to disagree with you a little bit on the Paris Climate Accord.
Mm-hmm.
If the United States were to pull out of that altogether, being we make most of the sacrifice and the cost is going to be borne mostly by us, wouldn't it just fall apart? And, you know, if you get in there and compromise with these folks, you're going to end up having to give them something.
Sure.
And that'll cost us. So,
mm-hmm.
so, get in bed with skunks, you're going to smell.
it's a very good point, John. I appreciate that, and that's what the president has to consider at this point. Is there enough upside to staying in, or does the downside, even if we are able to change our pledge of reductions, which we, by the way, basically have done anyway. So whether we're in it or we're not in it, we're going to do it. So then the question becomes, if you're in it, are you in a deal with skunks? Here's what I think is worth considering. And I, by the way, if we can't renegotiate an America first position in the Paris Accord, then I think we should get out. I've always said that. I continue to say that, and I've told the president that. On the other hand, if we're able to renegotiate our position, and better than that, influence other countries' positions, then I think we have a chance to change the whole thing, the whole global energy policy, to more of an American energy policy. And probably more important than that, and this is the area where commerce and the State Department feel so strongly. And by the way, several energy companies, four of the largest coal companies in the United States, have signed on to my position, and including Peabody and Arch and Contura. What they want to do is they want to be able to sell their coal to these countries that have clean coal technologies as part of meeting their obligations. General Electric is on board with me because they want to be able to sell their energy efficiency technology to these countries that are looking for efficiency as a way to meet their obligations. Then the gas industry especially wants it because they want to be able to export more liquid natural gas to these countries that are using gas as a part of their technology and fuel source to get to their position, to their obligations. And if we're at the table, it's 195 countries. And that's the other thing I think that intrigues me, is that there's no other forum that has 195 countries sitting there. If we can have enough influence, that's my position. But if we can't, John, if we can't reduce ours, if somehow the rules don't allow it, I think they do, and I've talked to many attorneys who agree, including at the State Department. But if it doesn't, then I think we ought to get out. Then it's in our best interest. And if the president, by the way, with everything that he's considering here, decides to simply get out of the Paris Accord, I'm with him 100%. I don't have, a lot invested in it. But I do want to have a real thorough consideration, just in case there's an upside for us to stay in.
Appreciate the call. Thanks a lot. Thanks. Ron Ness is on our newsmaker line here. We don't. We sometimes have Ron in this chair, and Ron is a guest, but not often Ron is a caller. But we certainly welcome him, especially
on a day. Number.
He does. Yeah, we have a rather significant vote that happened in the U.S. Senate today that Congressman Kramer talked about earlier. So I have no doubt that we have some reaction from Mr. Ness here. Would that be right, sir?
Hey, gentlemen, Ron Ness. I am my phone. I've been in a meeting. My phone has just absolutely been blowing up this morning. Congressman, we are just absolutely somewhat shocked. You see this great news yesterday that the administration is giving North Dakota some primacy on an important issue on carbon sequestration, and we've had this issue before the Senate House passed this early on, I believe, Kevin.
Yes,
and Senator Heitkamp today had the deciding vote of 41-59 to vote against North Dakota and North Dakota Energy. We have been, constantly in contact with our over 800 and some North Dakotans, trade associations across the state, many of them representing all of industry and all of sectors of North Dakota's business. And this CRA on this venting and flaring rule today was such a secondary, primate, targeted Bakken rule from the previous administration against North Dakota after the North Dakota Industrial Commission had taken strict and harsh action, and we've addressed the issue of flaring. We've invested over $13 billion. And for her today to make this vote, the deciding vote, I'm just somewhat surprised. How about you, Kevin?
Well, I was very surprised. Well, I always said, though, Ron, and I've said this about her vote on this, because she's never announced her support for it. I always said she'll never be the 50th vote. She may be the 49th vote, and she might be the 51st vote, because those are safe votes. You can take those, and you don't affect anything. But I always thought she wouldn't be the 50th vote, because the 50th vote is the one, that's the one that matters. That's the one that determines where you truly declare, whether your political courage and or your your philosophy. So when she came up as the 51st vote against it, I was shocked as well. I really didn't think she would go that way. No, they had it to her. It's, you know, she's demonstrating conviction. It's not North Dakota's conviction, but she's at least demonstrating some strong philosophical conviction. The thing that's frustrating to me, Scott and Ron, is the fact that it's a BLM rule. That's the part I think some people argue, well, we want to have less flaring. We want to have less flaring on federal lands, to which I say, of course, there's a natural incentive on the flaring side, and there's a natural incentive for the industry to capture that gas. It's not a waste product. It's a commodity. It has value. But on the federal lands that the BLM controls, they don't let you build the infrastructure or cite it in an efficient way that allows you to capture it and sell it. So on the one hand, they have a rule that says you have to, you know, you have to behave differently, and they add their jurisdiction on top of EPA and state jurisdiction. I maintain they don't have the jurisdiction. I don't know about you, Rob, but I think legally, BLM doesn't have clean air jurisdiction. But so they add duplicative rules on top of the existing rules. And then on the other hand, they slow walk or hold up permitting that would actually solve the problem that their rule states it's trying to solve. It's an intellectually very dishonest argument.
Ron, I have a question related to the impact of this on North Dakota. So she's the deciding vote. It goes down. The Obama-era rule stands here. What does that mean for North Dakota and oil and gas production?
Well, Scott, you know, our primary objective is that it is completely duplicates way above and beyond what the state rule does, which really does go after flaring. This is more of a punitive action. It delays in the way you bring on wells. It delays all of those things. And one of the interesting things is that she, you know, indicating the three affiliated tribes is indicated they're supportive of her position. Well, you know, they were against the rule here, and then they went back in and they said, well, we support the rule, but not on the reservation because we don't think it applies to our lands. So, you know, on these federal land issues, certainly, you know, we think it does, but, now we have to see what BLM can do in terms of Secretary of Interior Zinke to, you know, I don't think anybody agrees this is a good rule or good regulation, and now it's the one that we've been against probably as much as anything, and we're stuck with it for a while. Kevin, that's going to have an impact.
We've
made that very clear to everybody. And a big shout out of thanks to Senator Hoeven. He and Congressman Kramer have been pushing this. This is a North Dakota issue today, and we get very few chances to have a significant deciding vote on a North Dakota issue. And this far today, our senator chose to vote the wrong way. And I think people across the state recognize the importance of energy and state regulations, and this is a vote against North Dakota and North Dakota energy today.
Yeah, and furthermore, it doesn't do anything to solve the problem that the rules, you know, stated it's supposed to solve. So it's really crazy.
Politically speaking, who's winning here? What, is this an extreme environmental group that are giving her pressure? The wing of the party, Chuck Schumer, or the folks that would be normally against oil and gas production? Who's winning, Kevin?
Yeah, good question. I don't know what is the motivating factor here, whether it's a donor base or whether it's the Schumer base. I really don't, or if it's just her heart. You know, like I said, there are a lot of issues where, especially where there's a 60-vote margin in the Senate, where you can be somewhere between vote number 51 and 59, and you can vote, quote, your conscience or your constituents and still have your way. You can be the 49th or 48th vote and say, gee whiz, I tried, but we couldn't quite get it across. But when you're the failed to be the 50th vote that could pass it, that's a different dilemma. So it might just very well be her conviction. Maybe she just disagrees fundamentally with, rolling back regulations that are killing North Dakota industries.
Well, there hasn't been much explanation on this, despite, obviously a very large concern from the industry. So hard to follow. Ron, thank you for your reaction. We appreciate that very much. And Congressman Kramer, don't go anywhere. We'll have to continue our conversation on the other side of the break. Joe in Williams County, you're next with a question for Congressman Kramer. We have some texts and emails, too. Stay tuned. More of that coming up.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Hey, welders, nobody pays you more, nobody treats you better than the good folks at Polar Service Center. Polar Service Center has locations in Kildeer and Williston, Billings, Montana, too. They're the largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America, and they have service centers all across North America as well. And you know what? They want you. Welders, they want you. If you want to be appreciated, you want to be with an organization that enjoys your talents, compensates you well, and have some stability, this is the job for you. In addition to great pay, there's superior benefits, medical, dental, prescription insurance, disability and life insurance, a paid time off program, 401k with employer match, flexible spending account, and so much more. Gary Meyer is waiting for your call at 701-495-3592. That's Polar Service Center. Call Gary, 701-495-3592. 701-495-3592. Gary at Polar Service Center. And tell them Scott sent you.
The Safety Minute, brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This Safety Minute features Don Mosman, NDSC Training Director, discussing first steps in creating an emergency action plan.
It is not as big of a mountain as a lot of business owners or managers really think it is. Really, it starts out with assessing what you need as far as I need weather emergency, I need bomb threat, I need fire, etc. Then, basically, there are resources to give you best case scenarios for each of those. Don't be afraid to ask for help to your first responder agencies. Ask us for help. And in fact, if you contact us, we do have a template that will allow you to gather the information that you need and create that emergency operations plan.
For your free template, contact the NDSC at 701-223-6372. That's 701-223-6372.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What is the status of the so-called Cadillac tax in the new House version of this health bill? And also on this Comey thing, has anyone thought of the fact that maybe the president was giving him another chance and it was advised to get rid of him, and this was the straw that broke the camel's back with his testimony last week? I guess no one's talking about that.
I'll just add to President Trump your question on why he might have fired James Comey, because he has made a statement this morning And in classic Trump fashion, he said he fired James Comey because he was doing a bad job. End quote. So there you go. You got your answer on the other point, the Cadillac tax. What about that?
The Cadillac tax, our bill repeals the Cadillac tax, as it does all of the taxes that were add-ons specifically to pay for Obamacare. So there was about $1 trillion worth of tax increases in Obamacare. The Cadillac tax is one of the most famous ones because it's an excise tax on comprehensive health insurance plans. So in other words, if you had a good insurance plan, you get taxed. And you know who opposed this more than anybody was, of course, the labor unions. The Teamsters especially are hit very hard by the Cadillac tax. They're punished for having good coverage. The others that were adamantly opposed to the Cadillac tax and that were particularly hurt by it were small employers. So if you have 40 employees or something like that and you provide them a good health insurance plan, they hit an excise tax on you. That Cadillac tax is designed to raise $32 billion tax on working Americans. And so, no, we repeal it in our bill. You should have an incentive. This is what I keep saying. Our bill creates an incentive to have insurance. The Obamacare is an incentive to not have insurance, which is why 20 million people have chosen not to have insurance. Instead, they pay the penalty or seek an exemption. And by the way, they're 20 million of the healthiest people in the United States. So, of course, now that forces insurance companies into bankruptcy because all they have are the older sick people, which we want to cover as well. But they can't afford to pay for the coverage. And so, consequently, we're in a free fall in this death spiral in Obamacare, and it has to be fixed.
By the way, I think Bismarck Tribune story headlined Kramer gets an earful on new Republican health care plan at the town hall. You did have a town hall in Minot.
I did.
Two tomorrow, one in Manda and one in Bismarck. Was it an earful? What is your consensus of what folks had to say about the repeal and replace vote?
Well, it's interesting. There are two camps in the room, as there often are, mostly people who oppose it because, of course, that's why you have town halls, so people can have their say. There's a good chunk of people who hate the Republican replacement bill because they want single-payer, government-run health care, and they're getting it. That's where we're headed. As unaffordable as it is to the taxpayers and to the recipients, to the individual market, but they were very nice, very cordial, and I thought it was a very good town hall. But there's another group of people who hate it because it's too generous. It continues Medicaid. It continues coverage for people with pre-existing conditions. But it replaces the exchanges with tax credits for able-bodied working Americans that make up to $75,000 individuals, $150,000 couples. It provides a tax credit for them to purchase the insurance they want and they need, and it provides a lot of flexibility for states to shape programs that can be much more efficient, much more productive. So some people in the room hated it because it's too generous, and they called it Obamacare Lite. So I had people on both the far left and the far right. They did a little bit of yelling at each other as much as they did with me, but it was very, very good. I thought it was one of the most productive town halls I've ever had, quite honestly. I enjoyed it immensely. And by the way, I thought the Tribune story, which is really a Minot Daily News story that Jill Schramm wrote, was very good. It encompassed the whole town hall very nicely.
Thursday, tomorrow, there will be more Coffee with Kramer events, 12 noon at the Mandan Eagles and 10 p.m. at the Bismarck Eagles, more Coffee with Kramer events. Joe in Williams County, I got to get to you and also got to get a mom shout out here, our last one of the day today. Joe, what's your question for Congressman Kramer?
Hello. I just want to say nice to talk to you, Congressman.
Thank you.
My question is about the Affordable Health Care Act, which I had called about a month ago and asked about it. Since it was registered as a tax by, decided it was a tax by the Supreme Court, and taxes have to start in the House, and that bill started in the Senate, how come that doesn't make it just null and void right there?
Yeah, because there's this little trick that they do sometimes. They took a bill that had a House number on it, as I recall. Now we're going back to before I was in Congress, of course, but they took a bill that had a House number on it and they basically amended it into their Senate bill. And so it technically basically originated in the House, and that's how they got around that. They took a House bill. I don't even think it was a health care bill, and they just created a Senate bill by amending the whole thing, and then that's how they got around the constitutionality of it. But even the tax issue, Joel, that's really questionable judicial determination. And you might recall that the Obama administration itself, in arguing its position in the Supreme Court, argued that it was not a tax.
Yeah, it was weak. Yeah, right. Yeah. And John Roberts went along for some unknown reason. Joe, appreciate the call. We're out of time here. Let me get this shout out to Rob Lean, who sent us a note about his mom. Best memory of my mom, what she's doing now. She turned 101 on March 28th. Oh, she's amazing. She writes poetry, plays Scrabble, takes occasional college classes. A 101-year-old Energizer Bunny. Our family and friends are totally amazed. Helma Lean, Dickinson, North Dakota. Great story, Rob. Send us more, folks, because we have more Village Inn Pie winners. We're going to send a Village Inn Pie their way. See you tomorrow, folks. Thanks, Congressman Kramer. God bless you all. Bye-bye.
MVI Energy Services is hiring. A career with MVI lets you enjoy excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules that best meet your family's needs. Join our team at MVI Energy Services. Go to MVIEnergyServices.com or on their Facebook page to find out about today's listings of great career opportunities. With hundreds of companies operating in the oil fields, why should you choose MVI? It's the best. MVI Energy Services. Tell them Scott sent you.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.